coming out of the harbour here, it's not too bad, but as soon as you leave the harbour entrance, it's when you start to feel the bad waves, you know, the swell, and it's pretty rough the first bit. As you clear Spitbank, a lot of banging around and actually crashing into the waves. For our first trip, it was 55 gusting 65 knots, which is over 70 sort of miles an hour. When we left Fishbourne, it'd gone up to 60 knots gusting 70, and that's why I decided on the way back to take a tug, go up to the Continental Ferry Port, because I was concerned about getting into the camber. Things happen at night, you can't see the weather. During the day, out in the Solent, you can see gusts coming across, you can see the direction of the swell and the waves, so you can make a better decision which way to go. At night, you can't see that. When you're in the harbour, you can't see gusts coming across the harbour. So when you're berthing, when you're manoeuvring, you can't see those gusts coming, so you can't predict them. You only can react to them once they come, so it is a little more difficult in the dark.
But you are sailing within the tolerances of safety.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Every decision that I make with regards to sailing is that safety is the primary concern. And we wouldn't sail the ship, I wouldn't sail the ship, if it wasn't safe to do so. These are very capable ships, these little old ships. They're very, very sturdy. They're very safe. They're very stable out in the Solent. We always do our best to not roll too much. And they're very capable coming in and out of here. But there is a limit to that, which is why the decision's made to go to the ferry port, because it's more sheltered up there, it's easier to get to. Tugs can help you if you need to.
What kind of feedback have you had from passengers tonight?
The passengers have been brilliant. They've been absolutely fantastic. Everybody understands that, you know, we are at the hands of the gods when it comes to the weather, so they're really good. Nobody's complained at all. They've just been very grateful that we've been managing to take them across, and we've been managed to keep running through this weather and get them over to the island and get them off the island.